You're listening to Yellowstone Public Radio. I'm Jackie Yamanaka. A legal advocacy organization that represents low-income people says nearly every state has a law that requires the suspension of a driver's license for non-payment of court costs and fines. The Legal Aid Justice Center in Virginia released those findings in a report released today. Legal challenges have been filed in 5 states against such laws. This includes Montana. One of the study's authors says these types of laws punish people for being poor. Legal Aid Justice Center attorney Mario Salas is one of the report's principal authors. He says many states, including Montana, require judges to suspend a person's driver's license for failure to pay off their court debts.
And what we're arguing is that, you know, there is a role for punishment in criminal matters, in traffic matters. But, you know, where the Constitution draws a line is when people suffer punishment merely because of their poverty. And that's what's going on in states like Virginia and states like Montana, where there are no, you know, built-in checks along the process to determine whether a person has the ability to pay before their license is suspended.
Salas says those laws trap low-income individuals in a vicious cycle. Individuals lose their driver's license because they can't pay their court fines and fees. Then they have to make a decision: not drive and possibly lose their job, or drive and risk getting caught driving on a suspended license and face jail time and additional fines and fees.
This is part of a larger pattern, a larger sort of framework of policies and systems that keep low-income people, you know, on the margins, that maintain contact with the criminal justice system far longer than their wealthier counterparts.
This is one of the arguments attorneys present in a lawsuit that was filed September 1st in U.S. District Court in Butte on behalf of a Bozeman man. The class action lawsuit accuses Montana of running a, quote, wealth-based driver's license suspension scheme that traps some of the state's poorest residents in a cycle of poverty. The lawsuit names as defendants the governor, the state attorney general, the administrator of the Montana Vehicle Division, and the bureau chief of the Driver Services Bureau. Similar legal challenges have also been filed in California, Tennessee, Michigan, and Virginia. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.